Okay, number three, cause and effect. The tip-off for cause and effect is the verb to make and implied causatives, which are of a structure of if-then. Here's an example. It was the brilliant flash of lightning last night that caused John to realize there was a mountain behind the house. Of course, the brilliant flash of lightning that caused John to realize is the presupposition of cause and effect. We could just as well have used a presupposition that said the lightning flash made John see the mountain behind the house. And of course, that is also a cause and effect presupposition. Here are some other cause and effect presuppositions that I think are quite powerful, and I think these are good examples to look at. So what happens if I say to a client when he walks in the office, don't go into a trance right away because I really need to talk to your conscious mind? Now that's fun, isn't it? Or we could say, don't sit in this chair because it's the trance chair, and I really need to talk to you consciously. Both of those are cause and effect presuppositions. Now, we could even state it in past tense. We could say, oh, no, you sat in the trance chair and I wanted to talk to you before you went into a trance. Those are all quite interesting and quite fun. Here's another example. Tonight when you sleep, you may dream, and that will cause all of the things you've learned so far by listening to these programs to totally and completely at the unconscious level integrate themselves while you sleep tonight. Now, by the way, that may not happen necessarily. But notice that your unconscious mind accepts the presuppositions inherent if it does. And if it does accept it, it says, okay, I've got it. I'll go in and rearrange everything and it'll work. You'll have it by tomorrow morning. No problem. It's happy to do that. And by the way, your unconscious mind loves to please you. Another example, by the way, is the way that hypnotherapists use the progressive signs of trance to deepen a trance. All of this is a series of cause and effect presuppositions. So a lesser level of trance and effect, or a lesser trance, for example, a phenomenon, might also build on top of that and build on top of that and build on top of that, so that each trance phenomenon that's produced deepens the trance, and each one of those, of course, is cause and effect, isn't it? Another example, and I think this is another major issue for therapeutic interaction between a client and an NLP practitioner. Every example, every time a client comes in and talks to you, it's a cause and effect violation, because the client comes into you and says, I'm at the effect of a certain cause over which I have no control. Now, do you accept the presupposition of cause and effect, or do you change it? Of course, I change it. I work with the client in making that kind of change with the client so that the client realizes that he or she is at cause of each and every one of their experiences and also is in charge of their life.